This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. It's the beginning of the end for Prime Prep Academy. The troubled charter school, started by former Dallas Cowboy Deion Sanders, has been under scrutiny for quite some time. Today, it was supposed to appear at a hearing. School officials never showed. The final clock started ticking on Prime Prep last summer. That's when the Texas Education Commissioner sent the school, run by Uplift Fort Worth, a letter saying it was out of compliance with nutrition rules and also had accounting problems. Informal appeals failed. Tuesday's hearing in Austin was a last-chance effort in the State Office of Administrative Hearing, known as SOA. Texas Education Agency spokesperson Lauren Callahan was there.
Their lawyer made a motion to withdraw. No one from the school was present at the hearing. And so our lawyers here at TEA asked the judge at SOA for a motion for default. The judge did grant that motion for default.
That's the same as the school conceding defeat. Just a few weeks back, Prime Prep officials admitted they were practically out of money. In the past year, hundreds of students had left. Judge Bill Newchurch didn't formally revoke the charter Tuesday, but Callahan says he anticipated ruling in the TEA's favor.
The commissioner is very, very satisfied with his statement and certainly anticipates that that charter will be revoked.
Callahan says it remains unclear exactly when Prime Prep will close. She says it's usually best on everyone to close when the school year ends.
I'm not certain that's going to be possible in this case. We're going to have to wait and see, I think. The more we learn about the Prime Prep charters, the more dire their financial situation looks.
Managers installed by the TEA have called a meeting Friday to discuss when they might close Prime Prep Academy. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.